Last summer, a tussock moth outbreak in the Boise and Payette National Forests left a number of fir trees without their needles. Monica Goki has the story.
If you've seen naked-looking trees up and down the Highway 55 corridor, they're not necessarily dead. Forest entomologist Laura Lowry says trees need to lose 90% or more of their needles before they're likely to die.
The trees have to be very, very defoliated before they'll actually die from just the caterpillars eating them.
But having their needles eaten off does mean the trees are stressed, making them more vulnerable to bark beetles and other pests. The onset of growing season means trees may start to recover, but how well they do so depends on how severely they were defoliated.
And then the second factor is how much water is available to the trees that growing season.
The Douglas fir tussock moth is native to Idaho, and outbreaks happen on about a 10-year cycle. The outbreak lasts for roughly 4 years and eventually dies out on its own.
Just because of the sheer number of the caterpillars, they end up largely starving by the year four of the outbreak, which we're expected to be in 2019.
Even though the current outbreak is on the decline, campers and hikers should still be careful in affected parts of the forest.
Tussocksis is this allergic reaction to the caterpillar hairs. And some people get hives or something like that from the hairs, and some people it can go systemic, so it can cause them to have a hard time breathing.
Sagehen Reservoir is one popular camping spot where there are expected to be a lot of caterpillars this summer. In Cascade, Monica Goki, Boise State Public Radio News.